Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
JLab Audio is personal tech designed for you that fits your life, looks cool, and offers surprisingly awesome value.
Imagine the products and features you actually want and make sure the entire experience of owning them is a great one.
A new legacy in sound. JLab's new luxury over-ear headphones, seamlessly blending innovation and lab quality sound.
Over here at Fake Doctors Real Friends, we love our JLab Audio headphones. They feature over 70 hours of playtime, four different colorways to choose from, and three noise control modes. Use Real Friends for 25% off your order. Visit JLab.com to find your kind of tech.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms. Apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi.
Hi.
You look handsome.
Hi.
So do you.
I got a haircut. Can you guys tell? Look.
Oh, looking good.
Yeah.
Okay. Short on the sides.
Well, I didn't want to go so short, so it's sort of a hybrid. I had to have a conversation. Like I said, take like a month off. And then he did, and I was like, try 6 weeks.
This tiniest little trim up.
Couple more days off that.
What would a complete baldy be then? How many months would that be?
That wouldn't be months. That would be all. That would be take me back to birth. I've never shaved my head. I probably should. It would have to be justified by a roll or something, because I've never, other than having a bald cap on and scrubs, I have no idea what I look like. Like a crew cut.
Mm. I think it would look really funny on you. I'm not
really because of my nose shape.
No, not because of your nose shape.
Zach, no. I feel like you have such great hair. It would be like a shame to cut it.
My nose shape. That's where you went.
As you know, I'm self-conscious about my nose. It's big.
You wear it well.
It's beautiful.
I'm loving the reaction to our Hyundai video. It's been the people are so funny. Like the overwhelming response is, when are you going to release the whole episode? Which makes me feel like we should.
I think we should, dude.
Yeah, did you read the comments? I don't know. People were like, this is hilarious. Put out the whole thing.
Loving it.
Yeah, people were like, I would watch this. What I really like about it is that we're not freaking pushing this car on you heavily.
Yeah.
It actually comes up in a natural conversation. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also, no bullshit, the car's nice. Like
the car's dope.
It's not like a lot of people in the comments were like, oh my God, I'm actually considering this car now. And the Hyundai Tucson's on our list. And you know, obviously they're an advertiser, but I genuinely thought that car was pretty sexy.
It was so comfortable.
And all the funny little like innovative safety features, like the attention thing and the blind spots on your dash. That was cool. Mm-hmm. But dude, I laughed at us. I watched that video 900,000 times because I helped edit it. And watching every time you say Chewy nose, I laugh. Chewy nose.
Chewy nose.
No, you go, no, Chewy nose.
Right. What makes me laugh is what I laugh at is, let me drive.
How was the room in the back? Because I saw someone, one of my comments on my Instagram was, car looks hot. Daniel's a tall guy. Was there enough room for his legs?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I even had a bunch of stuff back there. You may have seen me like leaning down the video. Like I had the equipment, I had some boxes, and I was very comfortable. It was nice.
The armrest down. It was there was space to spare.
Roomy.
And someone else wrote, "Wow, y'all weren't lying. That is a big sunroof."
It's huge. I didn't even like. I was so concentrated on the floor because that's where all the recording stuff was. I didn't look up until someone was like, "That's a sunroof." So when you hear me go, "Oh my goodness, that is enormous!" That was a genuine reaction.
I like that trend of a sunroof being the length of a car, pretty much. Obviously, you need to be able to close it because the heat can be oppressive. But
yes,
I feel like that's a cool new trend that I appreciate.
As somebody who doesn't do a lot of driving, it's really nice to be able to just have sort of like beyond a panoramic view of your surroundings. And as someone who's been to a lot of drive-ins over the past year, those things are excellent for making sure you can see the screen no matter where you have to park the vehicle. It's super advantageous.
Also, if there's a night with beautiful stars out and you just want to feel like you're flying through the galaxy.
Oh, yes. Gosh. Did you feel like you were in the Millennium Falcon?
I mean, when am I not in the Millennium Falcon?
I had a lot of people comment like, dude, how could you not know this MCU reference?
Oh, boy.
I was like, course. Oh, come on. I don't know. Get out of here. I don't know any of that stuff.
That's okay.
Do you care to know?
To have conversations with you guys, I do, and my nephew.
Will there ever be a moment in time where you will have watched all of the MCU movies and be able to piece it together like I can?
No. But I tell you what, I'm going to watch Black Widow on July 9th with you.
Hey.
Hey, I can't wait.
I'm going to sit next to you. I'm going to hold your thigh at exciting parts. Should I do that thing? What was that movie, Bachelor Party, where he puts the hole in the bottom of the popcorn and puts his peep inside?
Oh, my.
Should I do that with you on July 9th?
I pray that you don't do that.
Did you ever see that movie, Bachelor Party, with Tom Hanks?
Like, I can't eat the popcorn after that happens.
Well, so you wouldn't be worried about the popcorn. You'd be worried about the treats at the bottom.
Oh, my God.
The treats.
No.
Have you guys not seen Tom Hanks in the movie Bachelor Party?
I've seen the movie, yes.
There's no way that it is not completely unmakeable today and un-PC and probably horrible. But as a kid, I remember thinking it was hilarious.
I just remember that lady's nipples were the size of they look like quarters. I remember that.
I don't remember that. I remember that it was an early Tom Hanks movie before he became like family movie guy. It was like R-rated and crazy.
Before Splash?
It was before Splash, definitely.
Wow. Before Money Pit?
I don't know. Joelle can answer us. I think it was his first big lead, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I don't know. He was like, it was before he became like.
No, I remember the movie.
This was an R-rated movie. I mean, it was crazy.
I remember seeing Big and being like, oh, this guy's career is going a completely different path. And I was young when it came out, but I knew. I was like, Tom Hanks is an amazing actor, dude. And Big is the perfect example because me and my friends, it was a toss-up that night. It was that or like Funny Farm. It was something like that. Something where it was like something that you don't necessarily want to see, but you know you're going to laugh. Or this movie that we knew nothing about. And I remember going and seeing Big and being like, holy cow, that the dude from Bachelor Party is a great actor. I remember thinking that.
But dude, there's a scene in this movie where like they get a donkey for the bachelor party and like there's all these pills out on the table and the donkey does all the pills.
Yeah. What?
The donkey like snorts cocaine and like drops all these pills.
Oh.
It's crazy. Okay. Yeah, Bachelor Party. Everyone, I recommend it. And if it has offensive shit in it, I didn't make it. I just remember it from my childhood.
You know, both Splash and Bachelor Party came out in 1984, which is, those are two very different movies for two very different audiences starting the same person.
Yeah, I bet you when Splash became a giant hit, he was probably like, oh shit, I've got that R-rated Bachelor Party movie.
I did that Bachelor Party.
Should we get in the episode? Fucking amazing episode.
Very funny. This is 5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of doctors and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
This is a pretty great episode. I mean, it has so much in it.
Did you direct this episode? Who directed this episode?
I wish I did. Michael Spiller did, and he did a fantastic job. Spiller did a great job. I mean, that tell us about the Kung Fu sequence. It looks like it took forever to do, and how much rehearsal did you do? It's just amazingly well done.
That was one day of rehearsal, and then we shot. We rehearsed in the morning and then shot that afternoon.
You rehearsed and shot all in one day.
Yeah, and this is before I had any type of martial arts training or anything like that. I was just basically doing what I saw on television.
Right.
And copying Bruce Lee and stuff like that.
But it was
I think because of the amount of work I put in, I'd be like, well, I don't know if that kick would look real or, you know what I mean? I'd be a little bit more critical of how it looked.
Right. Well, you had the luxury of it being a comedy, so you could be a little bit silly. But I thought it was a really well shot by Michael Spiller, and I thought you and Rob were fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Rob. Get ready for the big dog.
And then you say that line from, what's it? Is an Indiana Jones reference where you go,
quit fooling around with that kid and get down here. Yeah. Yeah, you picked up on that.
No, I wish I did. Scrubs Wiki. I'm sorry.
Damn.
Scrubs Wiki had some good ones on this episode. But God, this is a big episode. I this might have been one of the ones that we didn't accomplish in 5 days because it feels larger than usual because of the whole triathlon and your kung fu thing.
There's a lot in this episode.
Set pieces, as we call them in the biz. But
I laughed at Sacred Fart.
Yeah. So the first thing that happens is I'm at your apartment and Carla wants me out. We're all speaking subliminally to each other. And you tell me subliminally that you're watching Giselle in the Victoria's Secret model show spoon. In your spoon.
Through the,
do you remember that was a
reflection.
Thing? Like everyone would. I never think I really watched it, but they would do like a Victoria's Secret show.
It was like a runway show,
right? But they've canceled it. I heard the Victoria's Secret model sexy girl thing is over, right, Joelle?
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with like sexy girls or not. It's just Victoria's Secret's been struggling as a company with the boom of a lot of new lingerie ads. A lot of people got ahead of the like full range of skin tone nudes before Victoria's Secret did. They still own a large corner of the market. Shout out to Cora Harrington, who has a Twitter that's all about lingerie that I'm obsessed with. But yeah, so they are like, well, we're gonna pivot. We're gonna be like, I think they're gonna probably move in the like body inclusive, skin color inclusive, like.
What's
direction.
That brand? Is it Airy or something?
They do that. That's
for
Air
some
Postles.
Reason, I feel like there's a brand that's like embracing all body shapes and sizes.
Wait a second.
There's a ton of them.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that lingerie is no longer a thing anymore? Like that's going.
No, lingerie is a thing. Oh, but what they're saying is like. Victoria's Secret was clearly like, here's what you wear if you're a 6'1 skinny woman and look how sexy it looks. And they're saying, why don't we have more realistic lines of lingerie for all body types, I'm guessing,
like if you
and
look
skin
at Rihanna's
colors.
Fenty,
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Go ahead.
Lingerie always looks good when it's too small. I'm just keeping it 100.
Oh, my God.
When it's all the way up in them, when it's in the cracks, it's better.
When it's in the cracks, it's better. That's a good t-shirt. Let's get that made.
Am I wrong?
Cole, it depends. I think
three
I think,
dudes. Am I wrong?
Three dudes.
Well, three dudes and a woman who likes women. So I think you can ask the question. I think that it all depends on what everybody likes, right? So everyone likes their own thing. Do you like that lingerie that has like the straps down the leg and all that shit?
As long as it's in the cracks, I'm all good.
Oh, my God. That's your only requirement is that it's in the crack.
It has to be in the crack of the ass.
The more revealing, the better.
So you don't like it if there's, like, satin covering the butt. You want it in the crack.
I want that shit to look like,
Lord's new album
off,
cover.
It's coming off. That's amazing. It's
yeah,
coming
you like
off.
That. You're going to buy that album because of that tush.
Just because of that. Just because of the freaking shot. It's coming off in 5 minutes, in less than 5 minutes anyway. You know what I mean? Like, that's the other thing I don't understand about it. I'm always like, baby, put on some lingerie. She puts it on, and within 2 minutes, it's not on her anymore.
Right, but it's for the moment where you're like, damn.
Yeah, man. That's a glorious
Is Lord wearing anything in that picture? Or...
I don't know.
She is.
How do you know? Yes. How do you know, Daniel?
Did you zoom?
See it.
Daniel, did you zoom?
No, I did not Zoom.
You Zoomed.
Yes, I Zoomed.
You
Zoomed.
No, you know
no,
you
I
Zoomed.
Did not Zoom. I, right now. I couldn't. I couldn't tell if Lord was. This is a sentence I've never said. I couldn't tell if Lord was nude. She definitely has decided to show off her bum.
Yes.
She said, I'm going to jump over that cameraman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you can't tell if she's wearing a bathing suit or not, or a thong. Daniel, I didn't Zoom, so I don't know.
Daniel,
I'm pretty now that you've looked,
now that you've taken a good look, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel, now that you've looked, do you
Why
confirm?
Why am I the expert on this?
Because you're the one. Yes.
You're sure. the one that was yes. like, it I didn't like, Zoom.
Yeah.
It looks to me like she is wearing underwear. Yes. Okay. Or a bathing suit.
Yeah, I imagine at the photo shoot, she wasn't going to jump over the cameraman naked. So there you go.
There Joelle, you go, did you see the
Joelle,
cover?
Did you Zoom?
Yeah, I saw it. I assumed it was up. I don't think you need to Zoom. It's just she's backlit by the sun. Can see her pretty well. It's Lord. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to sell some albums. I don't know how the music is, but everybody likes a nice bum.
Oh, it's all slapping. Lord's a great artist.
It's all slapping.
The music.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, man. She ain't had a real hit since Royals, though. Keep it 100. That's the fire. That's the real deal Holyfield right there. That's the timeless hit that'll play forever and ever and ever and ever. She's lucky to have one. Everybody's lucky if you have one of those. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't wrong.
That shit is fire. Royals.
No, you're not
She's
wrong.
Had some time to make an album. Maybe it's going to be fire, as you say.
It's tough to touch that Royals, man. Keep it 100. Yeah.
Well, her last album was in 2017, so she's had some time.
I've been listening to this Biebs song a lot.
Mm. Which one?
Biebs I'm not good. Ashamed. I'm not embarrassed, guys.
Which one? Lonely I'm or out, I Get My Peaches Out in Georgia?
I am coming out of the closet today as someone who loves Justin Bieber. Okay?
You were in the closet about that?
Yes, that's not something I have ever broadcast before. I know that I'm very alpha and masculine, but I need to break that image of me that. Right now.
You know,
this song, anyone
precludes the other per se.
Well, I'm sure there's not a lot of bros being like, "Bro, did you hear fucking anyone by Bieber?" Bro, listen,
that's a slap.
It's a slap, and my friend wrote it, so I feel extra proud of my friend. He also wrote Peaches. Yeah.
Great song. TikTok smasher.
Yeah, killing it. Killing it. Anyway, I can't play you anyone here, guys, because I'm not allowed to, but put it on and
right,
don't judge. Fucking
especially
that's
not
the song
Bieber.
That you're bumping right now.
I love pop, and it's obviously a super pop radio hit, but the fella, he's not a kid anymore. The young man can sing.
I got a good one for you then.
Go ahead.
The Weeknd and Ariana Grande.
Oh, I know that song. That's like the number one song in the summer right now.
That song is, I mean, it was originally it was a fire song when it's just The Weeknd, but Ariana Grande has taken that shit to the next level. Girl!
It's got an 80s. It's very hit to be 80s right now, right?
It has that
actually,
very.
Andrew,
that like
when
like the dun 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 dun.
By the way, anyone has, when I told Andrew I liked his song, he said, "Oh, did you like those Phil Collins drums?" Because you know the song has that.
Hell yeah.
Love that.
And I was like, I'm talking to the guy who fucking chose the Phil Collins song drums for my song. It's just so cool. Pass the fucking sushi.
But this is where it makes me feel, this is where it makes me feel old, man. Like that, what's the girl's name that sings Driving the Car? What's her name?
Olivia Rodrigo?
Yes.
In her new song, she's talking about, I'm the one that hipped you to Billy Joel.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, kiddo. That's not that old, is it? Is Billy Joel that old?
Billy Joel did not have a in popular culture career by the time this child was born.
Is Uptown Girl really that old, dude?
Well,
how
Uptown
old
Girl's
is, how
older
old
than
is
me.
Her? How,
Sadly, yeah. it is.
How old is her?
How old? She's 17, 18. I think she's
18. Like, I'm the one that taught you about Uptown Girl to this boy, and the boy's going around teaching it to other
the
girls.
New, the new girl.
The new chick.
You know how many kids? You know how many kids probably listen to Uptown Girl now that that song is popular?
I know, man. They're
Classic.
Like,
do you know who's in the video?
That's a great song, dude. That's
remember
a
the
great
video
one.
With Christy Brinkley?
Dude, yeah, dude, that's a great. You know, it's a great Billy Joel song. The long whoa. for the longest time. That shit is one of the best songs ever. You know what else is
a great song?
Dude, when he...
My deep cut. What, my favorite deep cut is Billy Joel, Vienna.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah. Joelle just clutched my pearls. Joelle, you clutched your own pearls, and I had to clutch my pearls.
Because you feel it in your heart when you're, Vienna waits for you, just like, no, oh my God.
The first song I ever learned in my life, don't go changing to try and please me.
Go ahead.
You never let me down before.
Mm-hmm. My favorite part of that song is when it goes, what you trying to get into a nation? What you trying to do? Right, come on, we got to focus on the TV show.
We
got to
focus on the show, dude.
All right, this is an episode that's so funny. I love this whole riff in the lobby. I can't just un-evite everyone. I got two E-yeses and two E-maybes. That's a lot of E-sponses.
Yeah, dude.
Not and then only... Quando, yeah. Ocho 30 until upside down question mark.
And then you look at me, you go, I borrowed your Spanish dictionary.
Yeah. And you're the only one. You're one of the only E-yeses. I've got 24 E-maybes. Quando, Ocho 30 until upside down question mark.
I remember this episode very well, man. Like, this is one of those episodes when I was watching it, I was like, I remember shooting this. I remember shooting this scene, Quando, 8:30 upside. I remember shooting
laughing.
And laughing so hard at that. I remember that.
This season, I think, is a really great season. I know we got off the rails a little bit with, like, you know, ostriches and shit, but I just feel like as we're starting to watch this season, I remember liking this season and feeling like we were just having so much fun.
So much fun at this time, yeah.
Yeah. And Sacred Fart, we didn't, you know, not expecting Kelso to like it, but Kelso finds it hilarious.
Sacred, ha! Sacred Fart.
He goes, did you see the sign? Ha! And you do the safety dance.
Yes.
S-S-S-S. Hey, hey, hey.
Until that moment, I had never heard that song.
Oh, really?
I take it back.
They were a one-hit wonder.
I heard the song. I didn't know what safety dance was.
You can dance if you want to. You can leave your hands behind. Now, I don't know much about them, but they were a one-hit wonder. And then you make some reference to the band that I didn't fully get.
What do you mean?
You say something about Commandant or something. You have a line.
Oh, that's... Elliot says it to Carla. And she was like, didn't you learn your lesson when you asked them when you told them the commandant was coming to town? But I didn't get it either. I'm going to look it up.
I think the band is called Der Commandant or something. I don't know. It went over my head.
He can dance. He can dance if he wants to.
I laughed out loud.
He can leave his friends behind.
I laughed out loud at, we're going through the list of, thing. Is it you or Elliot? Yeah, we're going through the list.
It's you and me, and then I go.
How
could you not have slept in a hammock?
Naked on a hammock.
Naked on a hammock.
I'm afraid of dragonflies.
I laughed at that.
I definitely made that shit up. There's no way. That was
I'm afraid of dragonflies.
I'm afraid of dragonflies. Like, why is that gonna really fuck up my naked sleeping in a hammock?
I don't know. And Kelso's really driving through this year that he loves Asian prostitutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's in every episode that Kelso really loves prostitutes of the Asian persuasion.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think Jake's fantasy was? They were in there for 4 minutes.
He probably said something really naughty.
Yeah, I mean, what is going to make a woman? She says, come on, Drake, just come on in here. Just tell me what your wildest thing is. Anything is good.
Okay, so.
And then the clock cuts to 5 minutes later, and not even, and they run out, and she's like, oh my God, Jake, like, what could it have been?
Do you have anything like that where you'd be like, well, that's it. Never mind. The moment that you've been waiting for with the woman that you've been waiting for, whether like let's go off the chain, like the person you never, ever in a million years thought it would be possible. You two are in a moment and this person says something to stop you guys from doing it. What would it be?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, something that would be painful. I'm not really into S&M. If she was like, I've got the clamps.
Get in that fucking cage.
I mean, no disrespect to those who love it, but I just don't think that that's my particular thing.
Get in the dog crate. It's all set up.
Get in it.
Eat that kibble, motherfucker.
I don't know. What about you? What's your answer?
I don't know, dude. It's a tough one because, like, I mean, feel
Jake,
like I'm
Jake,
down
they don't
for a...
even start. They just, like, he talks her through it. I mean,
yeah, like, so this is what we're going to do. And yeah. She's like, that's it. No. It breaks them up. It breaks them up.
Yeah. It's pretty sad. Poor Jake. He finally felt comfortable to share his fantasy.
Well, you pressured her into doing that.
Right. I did. But, I mean, I wanted her to be honest and open with her lover. Now she has a fantasy. We learned that's a very elaborate, involving a Mexican apple.
She crushed that monologue too.
That was so funny. But I thought this was the episode. There's one point where I fulfill her fantasy by dressing up as the Mexican apple thief. But I'm not. It's not that we're hooking up. I'm helping her with another man, I think.
What?
Don't you remember that? It must be this season, because this season has a runner of Elliot being obsessed with her whole elaborate Mexican apple thief sex fantasy. And there's some point where I dress up with like a Mexican poncho and a sombrero. And I'm sure it's not going to be very PC, but I know that I'm playing a Mexican apple thief.
Yeah, I don't remember this.
But I don't think there's any skin painting or anything like that. But I do know that. I think I am wearing a sombrero.
JD's cereal, JD's bananas and nuts.
Oh man, I was on fire this episode. What about Doug pre-tagging the patient's toes?
Yeah.
He's like, I wrote one ish.
There are a lot of very funny Carla looking for couples to eat dinner with. I know how that goes, dude. I know how that goes.
That's your wife?
That is my wife. Get married. We'll have dinner together.
Yeah. She always used to say that to me. Find a girlfriend. We can stop being our third wheel. We can go on double dates.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we got to talk about this whole triathlon thing. This was, the water was colder than you could possibly imagine. We really went out to the beach. We were out in Malibu. And I remember that scene where I'm getting in the water is the funniest fucking thing. I laughed so hard. No wetsuit and like tiptoeing in and trying to splash it on my body.
Yeah, but then there's a scene where you're actually swimming in
I was
the
out
ocean.
There in the water. Yeah, it was freezing. It was like 45 degrees, no wetsuit. And all the crew is in there with wetsuits, right? It was a hot day, but it didn't matter that it was a hot day because this is actually an interesting story. The water was freezing, but it was hot outside. So they had a big longboard for me to get out onto for breaks because you couldn't stay in there very long. You just lost your breath. It was so fucking cold. So I would do the gag, pick an apple, put it in your pocket. And we did that. And then they'd give me a break. Go, okay, cut, take a break. And I would get on the longboard and it would be hot in the sun. And I would just kind of catch my breath. I did that so many times going back and forth, hot, cold, hot, cold. When I came out of there, I was like, in ecstasy. It felt so amazing. I don't know if you've ever done this with like a cold plunge pool and a sauna, people, you know, or if you're at a spa or if someone you know has this, but if you go hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, like 20 times, you have this euphoria come over you. And I remember, I'll never forget it. I was lying in my trailer and I was like, I felt like higher than I've ever felt in a good way. And it was because of that hot, cold, hot, cold.
Don't they say that this is what you're supposed to do nowadays? Like, isn't this a regimen that people are doing to
Yes, I know there's
combat,
people
dementia or something like that? Am I
don't
wrong?
Know about dementia, but it definitely felt good for anxiety if you can handle it. I know that people – I remember reading an article about Rick Rubin, the famous producer, had like a sauna and then outside his sauna an ice plunge. And he would do this. He would go – and there's other people that do it. They go back and forth, and you get this like natural high from your body going – I can tell you from this experience that I've never forgotten that it works. I did it a lot because we shot that whole scene and I had to keep doing it. And it was amazing. I felt higher than I've ever felt, but in a good way, in like a not a drugged way, in like a enlightened way.
That's dope. We should go to break.
All right. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back after...
What you trying to get into a day soon? What you trying to do?
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days?
even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back.
We are back.
Did you see that woman?
I paid a fool that ain't listening to fake doctors, real friends.
Did you see that nice woman who covered the We Got a Caller song? She did a good job.
She did.
We want more of you to cover the songs. If you're a fan and you do covers, can you tag us in covers on Instagram? And if they're not horrible, we'll repost them. Hell right, yeah. Donald?
I would love to hear like a 12-part a cappella band do.
What you trying to get
Here's
into?
Here's some stories.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
About a
duet.
Show we made.
Even something slowed down? Ooh.
Yeah. So
about a bunch of doctors and nurses.
Fire.
But anyway, the point is that if you do sing covers, please sing a cover of one of our many ditties and we'll repost it.
I want to talk about the triathlon mm-hmm. that JD does. It's more like a walkabout, really, when you think about it, right? He's having a moment in his life where he's trying to figure out what he's going to do. He needs a place to live. He's alone.
Yeah. No girlfriend.
No girlfriend.
He's lost.
And he goes on this journey.
Yeah.
This quest through ocean, land.
A vision quest.
Yeah.
You're right.
To come through at the end and realize he had the help all along. It was offered to him in the beginning, and he was so stubborn that he played it off as like, you know, we're superficial friends. We're not really friends.
Yeah.
We like to keep it superficial, but really, JD and Elliot are there for each other, regardless of if they're a boyfriend and girlfriend couple. They are, you know.
You could say he can't do it all on his own.
You could say that, but I chose not to, you know. No. I wish you would have, to be honest.
You wish I would have chosen not to say. No, listen, it's very, let's bring it to a real place. It's very hard to maintain a friendship. It's one thing to have an ex where you're like, you're tight, you're fine, it's cool, everything's all good. Like, how are you? Good, good. Oh, I saw your Instagram, you know, superficial talk. But these two are trying to be in each other's lives as best friends in a best friend group that's really, and work together every day, that's really, really hard. They're asking a lot of each other, and their way of trying to do it is to keep everything superficial. I mean, he literally says, dynamite teeth today, friend. So sparkly. I mean, they're just trying to keep it superficial. And finally, Elliot breaks down and goes, I can't keep it superficial with you. You're my friend. I don't know how to be fake with you. I need
you. Do a dolphin costume.
Oh, my God. That dolphin costume.
I don't get
it. So bad.
I just didn't get it. That was like one of those moments where it was like, Jesus.
I loved it. He's hallucinating.
Well, yeah, but you grab her face first. Oh, you're real.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I thought it was a hilarious choice that she's in a dolphin costume because he's tripping out and he's hallucinating. Jeez.
That was very funny. And then she carries
I thought it was
him.
Very funny. And I just thought it was sweet that she carried me and you got that Keen song, which I love. And I believe this going forward, Bill said, season five on, they're all the original songs. They worked out what the deals would be from season five on. So the songs aren't replaced, as I understand it.
Do you remember Keen?
Love Keen. I don't know what happened to Keen.
Do you remember the Bowery Bar? Keen, me, you, Bill Lawrence.
No, I don't remember that. We hung
out.
You
don't remember New York City?
I remember New York City. It's the big city in New York, right?
Yeah. Do you remember when we went and saw that show, Keen?
I've seen a few Keen shows, but go ahead.
Right. This is right around this time when. And if we have a moment, why don't we go
somewhere.
Talk about it somewhere only we know. This could be the end of everything, so why don't we go? You don't remember going to see
somewhere? Well, only we know. It's a great song. I don't know what happened to that band. They were so good.
We went and saw them live at the Bowery Bar, dude. Is what I'm trying to say to you, bro.
Okay, we didn't see them at the Bowery Bar.
No, what
That's
is
not
it
a
then?
Venue.
What is it then?
The Bowery. There's a venue in the Bowery. It's not called the Bowery Bar.
What is the big ass?
Now I'm getting what you're saying. It's on Houston, I think.
Is it the Bowery or is it something else?
Will you look that up, Daniel? You're the music guy here.
What, the name of the venue or what happened
What's
to
the name of the
Because I looked up. Well, the Bowery, if I'm not mistaken. Just called
it's
the Bowery.
The Bowery Ballroom. Bowery Ballroom.
Bowery Ballroom.
Yeah, that's what it is. The Ballroom.
Ass neck.
Quadiers.
Wow.
Don't make me freaking start fucking them ears.
Listen, do not fuck my twat ears. Oh my God! Here comes the sound effect again, Daniel. I need that for my sound pad.
Yeah, I can get you both. I'll get you both later today.
I don't want a real sexual noise. I want Donald's.
Yes,
rendition.
That specific one. Yeah, no worries. Yes. I got you.
Okay, thank you. What about when I'm pedaling the bike and I'm like, the only thing I've had to eat all day is a half a jellyfish, and then she says, "Why don't you just change gears?" And I go, "It's like pedaling in hummus." And then I see Johnny Castle and Sam walk by with a freaking
old pig. And they're eating the apple.
They did it. They go, see you at the luau. And I go, they already finished and cooked a pig? they not only finished, but they successfully cooked a pig on a, what do you call it? A spigot?
Yeah.
A spit.
On a spit.
Or a spigot. What's a spigot?
Now, do you think that
spigot's where water comes out of?
Water, yeah.
Do you think that Johnny Castle and Sam, I mean, their characters actually cooked the pig themselves?
I don't think they existed. I think that was the fake. I think they were a hallucination.
No.
Yeah, I think so, dude.
Well, what's a funnier answer? The funnier answer is that they've had that much time off from the triathlon. They've been done for so long.
Yeah. But then the joke doesn't make sense when he grabs her face. Oh, you're real. Thank God.
Oh, my God. How about when you're getting ready to do the surgery for the woman?
Yes.
And without anesthesia, and they cut to Cox putting
cotton
in his ears.
His ears, dude.
That was so funny. And then you're like, you go, you got this. And then you see the hypnotist, he's whispering, what are you saying? And he goes, I'm just saying, you got this.
Right. And did you see what he does when she starts screaming?
No.
It seems like he was going, Om Nashiva, Om Nashiva, Om Nashiva, Om Nashiva, Om Nashiva, Om Nashiva, Om Nashiva. Freaking raise the Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom.
No, but there's no way that woman would ever not scream.
Hell no.
First of all, you got one cut in. And she didn't scream.
Yeah. But you know it was burning. You know that shit was burning. You know, she was like, God, if he cuts me one more time, that's it. I swear, that's it. I'm not going to be able to take it.
Oh, my God. And then she screams. And then you go, Obi Nobi. This episode was hilarious, dude. And then Elliot carrying me at the end to the finish line.
Yeah, it's very, very, very polished.
And then we're lying there together. I mean, you get the sense in this episode, you can't help but go, maybe they will end up together. They're so cute together.
Well, you could tell that she definitely has feelings for him.
I mean, yeah, and he does for her.
Well, it's so sad. But the fact that she puts the dude on her back and carries him over the fence.
She loves him.
Yeah, she loves him already. Like that, that's foreshadowing in a big motherfucking way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, because that's what you do with a partner. You lift them up. Mm-hmm. You carry them when they need to be carried.
That's right. As New Edition once said, can you stand the rain? Elliot says yes.
Yeah.
I can.
And also like that footprints thing that Jesus liked. You know, and when you didn't see my footsteps beside you, I was carrying you.
Yeah.
Footprints. Elliot is my Jesus. She's carrying me.
Wow.
It's deep.
Deep, right?
We should probably go to break and then come back with the caller.
Yes, we'll go to break and we will come back with an exciting caller. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back.
We're back. Play that music. No, not that music.
Daniel. Oh, I thought you liked my song.
Daniel, please play that.
Daniel, play the caller music.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joel, let's get the show on.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Billy Money!
Hey guys, how's it going?
Billy, welcome to the podcast, my friend.
Oh my gosh, it's so good to see you all.
It's so good to see you, my friend. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I live in Denver, but currently in the state of Washington. My girlfriend and I are actually living out of a van for the summer, traveling around. And, wow. Yeah, we are taking a little break in an Airbnb, so it's actually good timing for this.
I'm glad
to get to wash that ass, huh?
Hi, Donald. We just met him. Don't talk about ass.
You know, he's a dirty dude. If he's
You can't wash your ass in a van. Listen,
no, you cannot.
I have been went down a rabbit hole with these conversion vans. I saw Nomadland, and I know Nomadland was not meant to make me feel like I want to live in a van, but I did. I went down the rabbit hole, and is that what you're in? Some sort of converted van?
Yeah. I bought a van a couple years ago, converted it myself. Put some solar panels and batteries and all the works in it. So
what do you got in there? What do you got in there besides a bed, obviously?
We've got a bed. We've got lights. We've got fans. We've got a heater. I've got a lot of storage for toys. My girlfriend and I love biking and paddleboarding, all the outdoor sports. So we got a big old garage for everything in the back. It's like a little log cabin in the back.
And do you have a fridge and a stove?
Yeah, what about food?
Yeah, we've got a little fridge. We've got a little kitchen stove, sink with like a little pump action faucet. So very basic, but you know, it works.
But you did it. And then what about the peeing and pooing situation?
That one's a little difficult sometimes. We always try and prioritize having bathrooms nearby. But if emergency calls, we do have a bucket toilet with little baggies.
They have that in Nomadland where they talk about pooping in a bucket.
Yes, they do.
Did you see Nomadland?
I did. Yes, I loved it. I thought it was very beautiful.
I agree.
Yeah. Did this make you want to change your lifestyle? And this is why you're doing this?
Well, I mean, I was doing it before Nomadland came out. Okay. We were not in the van at the time, and it made us want to kind of go back in. So
you must have to really, really, really get along with your girlfriend to live out of a van together. I mean, there she is. It feels like next level getting along, not just like, oh no, we love each other. Like, no, we're gonna get in a tiny van and tour the country.
Yes, yeah, we get along well. There are definitely some times where we kind of get at each other's nerves a little bit, but for the most part, yeah, we get along.
What do you say?
Well.
You're like, go to the back of the van.
I like my alone time, so I always preface, like, every time we go out, like, I need some alone time. I need some time where I'm going to go off by myself and do my own thing. Because
and she doesn't get upset by that?
She does a little bit. She doesn't like being alone, so.
No, I'm
but
not.
She understands. Yeah, she understands.
Donald, I can't picture you and Casey living in a van together.
When we first started dating, CBS asked us if we wanted to be a couple on The Amazing Race.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, if we did it, babe, I mean, yeah, we'd probably win, but our relationship would be over.
The Amazing Race is very stressful on a couple.
Yes, I couldn't imagine doing something like that. So being in a van with just me and Casey, or the kids with us?
No, I was making it one step easier and saying it was just you and Casey. The kids would be ridiculous in a van.
That'd be so difficult.
Yeah, they'd be hitting each other and shit.
Oh, man.
But I love these conversion vans. They're all different levels, and it's so I'm always so interested in how people, like, do their layout and what they choose to put in there and whatnot, and people go crazy with it.
Yeah, there's a million different ways you can make them. It just kind of all depends on your needs. So
it's like, you know, on Instagram, when you second you like start clicking on something and then it's just like sends you the mother load. My feed for a while was just like 90% conversion vans.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend's Instagram right now.
Yeah,
she just
there
looks
you go.
At conversion vans and just tells us all the ways we can improve ours.
Yeah, that's so fun, though. You have a project together.
It's not solar powered. Is it electrical or no?
It's an older diesel van, but it's we've diesel, got a solar panel on the roof that charges an external battery, which powers all of our electronics and stuff.
You That's should cool. look. Nice. I mean, I don't know if you're into it, but look into there's this. I just bought a smoker. I don't know if you're into it. And it's a one that can travel with you, and it folds up really nice and small, and it plugs into your electrical outlet or socket. And so when the car is on, let me tell you something right now, I've been smoking some meats, man, but you can smoke other things. You can smoke other things. You can smoke vegetables.
Did I ever tell you that Donald goes to extremes? He went from like a week of vegetarianism to buying a smoker.
No, it was more than a week. It was a month and a half. A month and a half. Respect it. Okay, motherfucker.
Oh my God! Not in front of Billy, God. Please.
Respect
I'm sorry, Billy. I'm sorry to see this, Billy.
Respect.
All right, Billy. Do you have a question for us, my friend?
Yes, yes, I do. So my first question, I guess mainly for Zach and Joel, since you guys just got new dogs, but Donald and Danielle, Daniel, please let me know if you guys have dogs as well and care to answer. But I love asking this to all my friends who have dogs. What TV or movie character do you feel like best represents your dog's personality? And would you be willing to pay a lot of money to have one of those dog collars from the movie Up to bring that personality to life?
Wow. Joelle, do you have an answer right off the bat?
Yeah,
first of all, yes, I would pay any amount of money to have my dog talk to me because yeah. I love her more than anything, and I would love to hear what she's thinking. In terms of who she is, I don't know. Joelle, you go. I'm feeling it might be someone from Rebels.
It's actually Gabrielle Union's character from Being Mary Jane.
Whoa,
she's a badass, but she's also kind of a mess.
Way to bring out my movie wife.
Yes, I love Gabby. And yeah, you know, Lions, she just turned 6 months. So, you know, she's got 10 commands down. She's learning all the time. She's so sweet. We're getting so much better at the leash. But, you know, then there's times where she's also a mess and she can't stop running around and she's tripping people. And when we meet dogs, she always wants to put her paw on their face. And I'm like, we don't have to. You could just sniff it. And like, you know, be gentle. And she's like, I must leap onto everything. So she's a bit of a mess, but she's also super intelligent and getting there. So, you know,
I'm also going to choose a Gabby Union character, but from Bring It On. No,
yes.
No, I think I picture my dog like Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes. Okay.
Very wide eyed, optimistic and silly. Because very my dog's nice. Very funny. My dogs have a sense of humor. I'm sorry if you disagree. But my dog is funny. She knows she's being funny and she does funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the UK right now. I miss her. Mm. She's worldly, my dog. All right, next question, my friend.
So my next question's more specific to Scrubs. One of my favorite kind of scenes of any of the episodes is one that you guys just recently covered, but my boss's free haircut at the end, the speech that Dr. Kelso gives whenever he kind of bursts through the door and says, nothing worth having comes easy. It's something that I find myself always kind of watching. And whenever I need a little bit of a pick-me-up, some inspiration, some motivation, my friend even sends it to me late nights when he's drunk sometimes and he knows I need a pick-me-up. So I want to know, is there any particular TV or movie scenes that you guys find overly inspirational, motivational, that you'll watch anytime you guys need a little bit of pick-me-up or a little bit of motivation throughout your day?
That's a good question.
Yeah, at the end of The Wiz, Lena Horne sings Believe in Yourself. Lena Horne's like the first black star in Hollywood. This movie comes out in 78, I think. And so this is like her last hurrah. And to get her as a fully realized performer, because she had to go through a lot before she was like fully on her feet, singing a song that very much sounds like everyone's grandmother, just being like, listen, if you believe in yourself, you can go out there, you can conquer anything. It touches the spirit. It lifts you up. It's such a good feeling. It really makes you feel like you can conquer the world. And I enjoy revisiting it.
Donald, something from Star Wars, I imagine. Maybe something that Yoda says in a swamp.
I have to think about it.
Could it be?
Do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite speeches. That I'm not going to lie. That one and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Well, the Force is what... What did he say?
Oh, my God.
The Force is what guides us. Well, whatever he says in the beginning. Before the... so let me see. So when I really think about it, one of the greatest speeches, there's quite a few of them, but the one that comes to mind is Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday. His speech at the end.
Yo.
When he's talking to the players.
Yes.
For some reason, that's one of those speeches, like you could, I know Al Pacino ain't a big football guy and, you know, he doesn't come across as a coach, you know what I mean? Throughout this whole movie, you know what I mean? But his conviction and when he's talking to the players and telling them, you know, you go that extra mile for every inch, you know, when he really gets into it, it's one of the most powerful speeches there is ever in cinema. And so that's one I watch quite a bit. There are other ones, but that's
I
one.
I can't really think of one. I happen to be looking at my Shawshank Redemption movie poster, and so what came to mind was like Morgan's end monologue of Shawshank, and then when I thought about it, I got goosebumps on my legs. So I don't know if it's necessarily inspirational, but just I remember that monologue about when he finally gets freedom, and then he finally goes and meets Andy Dufresne on the beach.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what came to my mind because I did a little bit of a what's that Kevin Spacey movie where he walked? I did a little Usual Suspects when I looked up and saw the movie poster on my wall.
But it's never really I use Al Pacino as an example. It's never really the speech. It's always the music that really takes you over the top
in those situations. Yes.
You know what I mean? And so there are quite a few moments in E.T. when E.T.'s leaving after Gertie says bye to him and you know, he's looking at Elliot and Elliot goes, you know, he says come and Elliot goes stay. All of that. Then the music hit bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. That shit is fire. And that's always what grabs me.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Billy, it's time. Where are you? Wait, I forgot where you are.
We're in Washington right now.
It's time for people who live in vans' favorite segment, Donald.
It's time to fix your life.
All right. It's all about you now. We're here to help.
Thank you. Well, my Fix Your Life is surprisingly about moving in with my girlfriend. Although we've been living in a van together, we don't actually live together at home, but we are planning on moving in together for the first time we get back. I'm somebody who's definitely had my fair share of commitment issues when it comes to relationships from time to time. So I am freaking out a little bit about moving in. So just love some advice about moving in with a significant other for the first time. You know, we talk about it, how we've done it in a van, but the kind of advantage of being in a van is that we're always traveling and seeing new places. And I think that kind of energy may draw away from some of the tension that we have of always spending time together. And it's a little bit of a different story when you're sharing a house for the first time. So yeah, we'd love your guys' advice on kind of how to make that work and kind of how to get over that anxiety of the commitment of moving in with somebody.
Well, both Donald and I have both moved in and out with several women.
Yes, this is true. This is true.
Keep the boxes. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
That's good advice. for a different reason entirely. But you know, after you guys give your answers, I have my own answer for this.
I thought you were agreeing with the funny answer
because I'm moving out. Spoiler alert, Billy. That's a perfect segue into what you're saying. It's not like you're getting married; you're just moving in together.
Right. Keep the boxes. A and B. Just fold them up, put them in the garage behind some cans. I think one of the smartest things you can do, you mentioned house, so it won't be a tiny apartment, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Is if you each have your own room. That is not to say bedroom. You share a bedroom, but if you have the space to each have a quote unquote office or her hangout room and you have your man cave or whatever it is, I think a space that's not the bedroom that you can each call your own, again, if you have the square footage, is really, really healthy. Because sometimes you just want to be alone. And the shared bedroom isn't the right spot, you know, obviously, because you can both be in there. Sometimes you just kind of miss having your own bedroom. Mm. And you don't really have that in a relationship. So if you have the square footage, I think being able to say like, okay, that's your office, that's your room, this is my area, you know, I think to be able to sort of retreat to your own space. And if the person's messier than you, they can keep that room however the hell they want. So you each have a space that you can kind of claim as your corner, if you will. Donald, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, sure. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to not worry about it. If you guys want to live together, live together. If you really don't want to live with her, you'll know right away when she says, let's do it. And you say to yourself, no, I don't want to do it. You know if you want to do it or not. All of that stuff is bullcrap. But it's like, I'm so hesitant because I don't know. You know whether you want to do it or not.
Well, it's one you can have anxiety about it, and but anxiety can also be excitement. You know, it's somewhere between that. I'm excited about it, but I'm nervous about it. I think it's legitimate to feel all those feelings.
I knew for a fact that I wanted to move in with my wife. I knew it.
But when she moved in and started taking out all, like throwing all your Legos away and saying these arcade games.
She did not throw any of my Lego away.
Okay. When she came,
such thing as Legos. It's okay. Lego.
Calm
That's
down.
Plural too. Oh,
calm down. God. Calm down. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Calm down. When she came in and said, "These Legos got to get off the dining room table.
These Lego
and these arcade games got to go, and this poker table's getting the fuck out of here." Did you have any thoughts of like, "Oh no"?
No, I. It's what I wanted. I was ready for that. You know what I mean? I knew that that's what I wanted. Do I miss the video games? Do I miss the Lego? Do I miss the poker table? Yes. Okay. Yes, I do. But I love my wife and kids.
Yes. Oh, no, don't go get... this is the level you want to get to, Billy, being so pee-whipped that you can't leave your wife for a simple podcast.
Well, I know Daniel just moved in with his lady. What advice do you have?
Yeah, I have some advice for you. Let's say, are you guys furnishing an entire place?
No.
You have stuff already?
Yeah, we're lucky. Her mom actually has a place that we're renting from her mom, so it's already furnished. So,
great.
So it's a good situation for that. Yeah.
Well, my main advice was going to be when you move in together, take the first month to set up everything. Like, if it means you're putting off every plan that you're going to have, like, just set up everything in the first month so you don't leave anything hanging around. Like, we're dealing with a dresser that we ordered
months ago that was backordered that we finally got that we don't like that we're now returning. We are still without a fucking dresser to put our clothes in, and it sucks. And it's like a piece of tension because we don't have this one thing covered. And it's not because we didn't handle it. It's because everything was backordered, then we got it, and it wasn't what we wanted, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's a lot of things to get in the way. But if you can do everything you can to set up everything in your house in the first month, you will be so much happier. You won't have let anything hang on. There won't be this like lingering tension about you want to get this thing done or that thing done. Just set everything up in the first month. Just get it all done as fast as you possibly can so that you can continue living your life.
And what about the boxes? You said you were going to say something about
boxes. Keep the boxes. The reason that I'm saying keep the boxes is not so that you can move out quickly. It's so that in case you don't like something, you can return it and you still have the original box. Because a lot of these furniture companies are going to nickel and dime you about stuff like, oh, well, it's not returned in the original box. And like, you'll get something with white glove delivery and they'll take the boxes and you'll be like, oh, great, they threw away the trash. But then the return policy is so specific about how you have to return the thing in the original box, even though our white glove delivery service took the fucking boxes away.
We found a raw nerve. We found a raw nerve with Daniel. Now, Billy, I have an idea, an exercise you could do when you're in your van together, pooping in a bucket. You could turn to her and say, honey, no, I'm being serious. You could say, hey, let's talk about things that are pet peeves of yours before we move in together that are little things. Like, you know, whatever, the stereotypic toilet seat or the way that the toilet paper should go over, not under, or any little minutia. What are things, my darling sweetheart, whom I love so much?
It sounds a little condescending.
I'm adding the twist on it. Billy will say it much kinder. What are things that that when you lived with a roommate, whether it was a lover or a friend, that have irked you before?
Because I don't want to do those things.
Right. And then she can have her turn and you can make it funny. You guys can joke about it, make a list. But I think going into it being like, I had no idea that you really fucking hate it when anyone leaves, you know, whatever, dishes in the sink, whatever it is. And then you get like maybe 10 things out of the way. It's like you're clear on those things.
Yeah, I joked with her that because I'm very messy, that she's going to have to get me a shock collar. And every single time I do something wrong, she's just going to have to buzz me until I was finally trained into cleaning up after myself and not being so messy. So
that would make me want to move in with you right away.
Yeah,
I get to shock you electrically every time you do something I don't like.
Yeah,
I'm moving in.
Or maybe just know going into it, you can't be messy or it's going to be a friction. So just like you know, you have to take on cohabitation with knowing you're going to make some, compromises.
Compromises, yeah.
You're going to make some compromises. You know, you don't want to, if you want it to go well, I feel like couples often argue about stuff that's so trivial just because they never really worked it out. And then they don't want to say anything because let's not sweat the small stuff. But then it builds and you become resentful and you're like, motherfucker, change the toilet roll.
I have a sticker. I have a post-it note on my computer that says "Stop yelling," because sometimes I mean, not yell, but I definitely vocalize my video game frustrations.
Oh, I thought you meant yelling at her.
A lot about you.
No, I thought you yelled at her. You had to put up a post-it saying "Don't yell."
Whoa! No, absolutely not.
My kid and you might have a lot of. Do you do a lot of this, Daniel?
No. It's not like that.
Rage. Do you do a lot of rage quitting?
It's not raging as much as it is like very excitedly yelling about things that are about to happen.
I thought you were the type of person that's like, what do you mean it's done?
No, I think it's more like the magic Mojai potion didn't work.
You should. if you saw our D&D stream from a couple days ago, you would know that anytime we get caught by a trap or something, my character gets very upset that we.
You've walked into a trap again? What were you thinking?
Anyway.
Is your character British, Daniel?
Yeah. Gorth Clamley. He's a bard, halfling bard. He's British.
Amazing. Okay, wait. One more question. Is this a video game or you're playing the board game D&D?
We're playing the board game D&D, but we play with what's called a virtual tabletop where it all takes place on a computer. So we're all on Zoom together.
Wow.
That's how we got through the quarantine. Come on now.
Wow.
That's how you got through the quarantine?
Yeah.
Virtual tabletops, yes.
Yeah. It's great.
I wasn't invited.
It's the future, baby.
Anyway, Billy.
You're invited every Wednesday.
Billy, you're welcome. Billy, you're welcome. And hey, Billy, if you're ever in Southern California, I have a couch for you when things don't work out.
Thank you. Yeah, I might need that.
Just drive over. You don't have to poop in a bucket, and you can just stay on my couch.
Okay, that would be a relief. I don't like pooping in buckets.
Listen, all kidding aside, you know, if you guys are willing to live in a van together and go through this, I have a feeling you'll do great in a house. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I'm hopeful. And Daniel, I think you're right with getting everything set up beforehand. One thing we learned about living in a van is that minor annoyances become big annoyances over time. And so eliminating those makes life a lot easier. So I think that's a great one.
And do my list thing. I'm telling you, it's going to be good, Billy.
Yeah, I will.
You're going to say, honey, darling, what are some things that really annoy you about cohabitating with someone?
Yeah, I'll have her write that right now.
And then you do yours, and then you could like make it funny. Do it over a drink.
Would be hilarious if it's like if it turns out to be like Elliot in this episode, where we're like right away within 4 minutes of her telling him what pisses her off. He's like, I can't live with this woman.
Yeah.
No.
Well, in the episode,
in the episode,
because of Billy a sexual fantasy.
Oh yes, with the new boyfriend.
Yes. He tells her in private, and 5 minutes later she's like, "What the fuck?"
And they break up because of it.
And we never ever learn what he said. We never know what his twisted fantasy was. Yeah. All right, Billy, good luck and thanks for coming on. And
I think we did it, dude.
We did
it. You guys helped. And hey, before I go, just gotta say thank you for letting you know the impact that Scrubs had in my life. Told Joel this, but when I was 20 years old, I was diagnosed with a pretty serious heart condition. Actually, a heart condition that I learned the real JD actually treats in its current practice. So that was kind of a fun fact.
Oh, wow.
But I spent the next couple of years in and out of hospitals a lot, even having heart surgery when I was 24. Wow. And one thing that always helped me through every time I'd have to go to the hospital or a doctor because I felt, you know, pretty scared and nervous is that I would always just imagine that I was on an episode of Scrubs, and it would always make me feel that I was a little bit better. And I was always just waiting for, Dr. Dorian or Dr. Turk to come around the corner and tell me everything was going to be all right. So thank you guys so much for everything you're doing and getting us through hard times.
Really, that's you're really sweet. Awesome. And I'm so happy that you're okay now. You look fantastic.
Yeah, doing great. So thank you guys so much.
Our pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming on, brother. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.
Later.
All right, guys. And that's our show. I think we did it, Donald, right?
I'm pretty sure we did it.
All right, Joel.
That was really cool, man. You know, it's always great to hear from fans and listeners. You know, I have comforts that I turn to when I'm down and out and stuff like that. And it's really cool to be a part of something that so many people use as a comfort.
That's so true. We hear that all the time, and every time I hear it, it brings a giant smile on my face that we brought anyone any amount of comfort. Yeah. All right. We love you. And we hope you're happy. We hope this finds you smiling. And we'll see you next time. Donald?
5, 6, 7, 8. Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that you all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.